man and being at last year's good.
Very similar.
And it's now that I invited Bruce, he's the only outsider to come to the congressional reception, aren't I?
Oh,
started working on exactly the same wavelength. I was seeking after a left China, why not David Cruz? And
why did we do our own? Maybe they may not.
And we could still have Holdridge and
Holdridge. Look, Holdridge never should do anything to work. But Bruce has such class. And he would know if he had such judgment. And it'd be a hell of a bipartisan.
And of course they love old men.
Well, listen, you understand another thing. It's a bipartisan struggle. It's never.
We could work on real business.
He's the only establishment Democrat I know that supported us. Do you know any other?
No. And we could have the two others. If we had Bruce, Jenkins, and Holdridge, we would have one powerhouse team.
Yeah.
I'd like Holdridge because I'd like to get rid of him. And that's no reflection on him.
Yeah.
He'd be good there, but I need a somewhat more intellectual guy here now.
Initiative. Say, look, all this, forgive me for asking. If I'm not
years of bullet. Those sons of bitches.
Right, well, we're never going to happen. Let's
but you know,
in your role, you say that the only time the left is supportive of Hillary is when we move toward them. Never when we have moved away from them.
And you realize that is right. And even when you move towards them, it was just a way to get you on treacherous ground. You could adopt the Kennedy program, but I think I thought sort of like Luxembourg foreign minister, who actually is a good man. That's how I saw it. They didn't attack you during Vietnam. He said, you have no sense what pride Europeans now feel that President Nixon is leading the West. I said, well, I want you to know that a lot of warmth has gone out of our attitudes here. I said, the main reason the president did it was for Europe. He had nothing against Vietnam. Nothing would have been easier for him.
That was the point I made in South Carolina.
I said, if he used excessive force or extreme force, it was to bring home to potential aggressors, and when the United States is challenged, there's no limit. Who is the beneficiary of that? Not Indochina, but Europe. He took it.
That's all.
Yeah.
Because they're endless space in the Middle East.
But I think the Japanese are going to be a worse menace to us than the Chinese before the next decade.
Let me say by that time, the Chinese will be. I think that our Lincoln program of working with the Chinese is going to have great possibilities.
But that really has to be done by you and me.
Alone.
This is too dangerous.
You know, I was thinking that.
But it's amazing. I thought exactly the same thing about David Bruce's shooting.
I think it would be a very nice thing. It was if you're going to give me those two calls to make those.
Three.
Tomorrow
morning.
I will have the brass ask about downing, and I want to call the brother. I don't want him to get the credit.
You can call his brother this afternoon. He's absolutely divine. I trust that it can't be discussed. Let me get this.
Thank you. slightly.
I've seen football years in that pose.
That's fine, man, but we need a younger, more vigorous man there.
He's too conventional.
He is almost totally conventional. He thinks in terms of what Eisenhower did. Everything the world has changed. And,
fine man, but.
But what the hell else could you put if you did? He isn't in a retirement age. But shouldn't he retire? Let's face it. He should retire, shouldn't he?
Basically, of course, we should never have made any achievements out of him. That was one of Laird's deals. Return for Abraham.
He is no good. I mean, I define that. He's no good. He's no good. I can tell him that I was a good
deal, but he said.
Good pastor, we're going to which he's a
But you can't move Abrams now into a scandal.
Oh, right.
You move Abrams when he's
just. So we don't know that.
It's a 4-year term. You can get rid of him after 2, but I think it'd be dangerous to move him.
How about the situation in Paris above? The other thing is we've got to have some talk about this in the Middle East.
Yep.
We've got to be sure that we take the initiative and don't get stuck in the sun there.
Secondly, I pointed out that you it was the policy of expectation. By yours, he doesn't say this, it's really the policy of performance.
From the 11th chapter on, it's really fascinating. There's foreign policy analysis.
And here is a man who really didn't succeed in nothing, who set himself no clear goal. You have produced a major revolution. I believe also that you have a major impact now on the American consciousness.
You feel so?
Yes, because you have done everything you have done. USIA.
Yeah.
Right. I'll just check in my office for a minute.